The Zohar Vayira, taken from page 104, A in the Zohar, on this Parshas portion, B2. So the Torah tells the story that after the angels had left Avram Avinu, and they gave him the good news that Sarah was to be visited, to conceive Yitzchak, a year later, and be born. Vayikumu mishamu anashim, and the people got up, the men got up from there, vayishkifu apnei Sodom, and they gazed upon the face of Sodom. So to explain this, Rabbi Elazar says, Tochazi, come and see a new revelation. Kama ane kutshebrichu tivuim kol baryon. How Hashem acts with such good to all creatures. V'kol shekein inun de'azli be'orchoi. How much more so to those that go in his ways. Afilu bezimna deboi lemei danama. That even at the time he wants to judge the world. Ihu gorom leman derachim lei demiski b'mila ad lo yesi hau dinu la'alma. He causes that one that loves him should merit to something before the judgment comes to the world. As it was explained, it's needed as we learned. At the time when the Holy One, blessed be, he loves a person. He sends him a gift. Manihu, what is it? Maskana, a poor person. Begin to iski be, what he should merit in him. Any time we do a mitzvah, it's like a gift from Hashem. It's a privilege to serve the king, to do the mitzvah. And especially, hachnasas orchim, taking in guests. The guest is like a package from heaven sent as a gift to the person. It gives the person a merit to do hachnasas orchim. It's called like a gift because every mitzvah is a gift, but especially hachnasas orchim, because when a person brings someone into his house from outside, so he merits to draw in the surrounding light. It's like outside of the vessel, and that comes from the level of like free gifts. It's above what our vessel is able to contain and what we are able to normally draw down through our fulfilling of the commandments of mitzvahs. So therefore, it's like a special gift and gives a special light and connection to Hashem. Kim de zachi bei, and once he merits in him, in other words, by doing a mitzvah and giving the person to eat and sleep, iu am shechalei chad chuta de chesed, he draws upon him one string of loving kindness. This mashech mistar yamin was drawn from the right side of loving kindness. Before his sharesha rushim lay, and spread upon his head and inscribes him, which means that the person merits a hashra, a resting of divine light upon him, and inscribes him above in closeness to Hashem. Begin kach, because of this kad yesei din al alma, when judgment comes to the world, how mechablu yizdar be, that destroying angel will be careful about him. V'zakif einoi, and lift up his eyes, v'chom elahav rishim, will see that inscription from that light of chesed that rests upon the person. K'din istolik minei, then he'll depart from him, v'zdar bein, be careful about him. So the destroying angel will know, I can't mess with this dude, I have to leave him alone. So when a person does chesed, helps someone else, he's really just helping himself. V'gin kach, because of this, aktim lei kutcher brichu, v'madi yizkei. Hashem proceeded, gave him something to be meritorious in. In other words, the person has to realize that all the things happening with him are hashgacha, a special level of divine providence, and it's a special gift that Hashem gives to the person to do mitzvahs. And sometimes part of the reason why Hashem might send to the person a mitzvah is to give the person an opportunity to save themselves from the time of judgment. So it's very, very important to always remember this in order not to push away a mitzvah, an opportunity. Sometimes someone comes to something, person feels, I'll leave me alone, what are you bothering me? The person doesn't know. You have a chance just to save your own self, your own skin. Tokazi, you come and see a new revelation over here. God boy, kutchabrichu lai saw din al Sodom. When the Holy One, blessed be He, wanted to bring judgment upon Sodom, azke kodim l'Avraham, He gave Avraham a merit first. V'shodu lei darona l'miski imhon. And he sent him a gift to merit by them, these angels as guests. Begin the Shezer of Lot, Baruchua Mitamon, in order to save Lot, the son of his brother, who was his nephew, from there. In other words, sometimes people can be responsible and save each other. So if Lot wasn't exactly in the place to be saved, to be given a mitzvah in order to save himself, so through his uncle, Hashem gave Avraham a mitzvah, and to that mitzvah it gave him merit that Lot should be saved. How do we receive that? It's written, Vayizkor Elohim es Avraham, Vayishalach es Lot mitoch afecho. And the Lord remembered Avraham, and he sent Lot from amidst the upheaval. Lokseiv, Vayizkor Elohim es Lot, it doesn't say the Lord remembered Lot. Because in the merit of Avram he was saved. What does it mean he was saved and remembered? That he remembered what he had been meritorious to before. Those three angels, that he fulfilled with them the mitzvah of Achnosas Orchim, of taking them as guests. In the same vein, a person who merits with charity with people. At the time when judgment rests in the world, only blessed be he remembers that charity that he did. Begin to bechol shaita zachi b'anush, because every time the person merits, the person has a merit, the person does a mitzvah, hachi ichtev alei la'ila, thus is it written about him above. V'afilo b'shaita d'din yishari alohi, and even at the time when judgment rests upon him, meaning specifically on this person, because of his own deeds, his own issues, nonetheless, kutcher bichu adkur le lahau tivu da'ovid. Only blessed be he remembers that good that he did. Vezacha imei nasha, and he's meritorious with people. And through this he saves the person. Tomorrow at Omar, as you find that it says in Mishlei, in Proverbs 11:4, v'tzedaka tatzil mimavos, and charity saves from death. Which means even if a person, chas v'shalom, was decreed upon him, he was supposed to die, it was a heavenly decree, and it was sealed, nonetheless, the tzedaka can actually save him from it, and actually live. The person doesn't know how much, when he's helping someone else, he could really be helping himself. Beginning kach, because of this, aktim lei kutcher bichu l'Avram, only blessed be he, preceded by Avram, and gave him the special mitzvah, begin the iski v'sheziv l'lot, in order he should be meritorious, save Lot through that. And Arizal says, there's a big secret, why it was important to save Lot, because there was a spark of Mashiach in him, which starts to come out in this week's parsha. So a person doesn't know sometimes how awesome the ramifications, not only of just being saved, saving his own life, but how important it could be that he is saved from a certain thing, because some very awesome things might need to come out. So it's always good to do chesed, and it's very close to awakening best things, and even sometimes spark of Mashiach.